This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Danny Meringue.
I found 2 empty bottles of a particularly decent Chateau Noir Bordeaux 57 in your rubbish.
Dusty Hera.
You went through my garbage?
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app.
I find it particularly offensive that you use them to wash down an order from something called Macho Taco.
And Portland's sports leader, 1080.
I would never drink a Bordeaux with a Macho Taco.
The Fan.
It was a burrito machissimo.
On with 3 here on a Friday afternoon on Danny and Dusty, whether you're listening on 1080 AM, watching along on YouTube.com/1080AM The Fan or Twitch.tv/1080AM The Fan. We appreciate you. We love you. Thank you for hanging out with us on this wonderful, wonderful Friday afternoon. We're going to dive into the NBA here real quick. What team, give me one in either conference, that you're most confident can pull off the upset?
Ooh, an upset in
of the team of the group that we know, the non-play-in edition.
Clippers. Yeah. Clippers against the Nuggets, because look, you got Bucks Pacers. That's going to be a really tough hill to climb with Dame not being there for at least the first game, potentially probably the first two games.
I would say game three is the first potential window.
Pistons at Knicks. That one has some spiciness to it, but it's the been there versus never been there before. Mm-hmm. And then the T-Wolves and the Lakers. I just think the Lakers are a better team right now, but that, look, Ant Edwards and the size of Rudy Gobert and having Naz Reid, like, what's going to be the problem for the Lakers? Size will be a problem for the Lakers, but you have Luka and LeBron. They're going to be pretty damn good.
Good luck solving for that.
Playoff Luka, playoff LeBron.
Yeah. I'm literally picking 2 upsets. Well, actually 3, but one of them I won't put in here because it's quasi play in with Rockets and Warriors. I'm picking the Rockets there. I am picking the Clippers. They're the one team in the West that can match up without having to do a whole lot of junk against the Nuggets.
Yeah.
Look, nobody can. There's no such thing as a Jokic stopper in the NBA. Doesn't exist. But as good as they come is Zoo. Zoo is you can, if you go, we're going to make Jokic a score, we're going to stay at home on everybody else, and we're going to single cover him, stay out of foul trouble, do what you got to do. It was the Blazers' recipe until Nurk lost it.
And he's got his issues, right? But Jamal Murray, he's been good in the playoffs for them.
Number one, his health is going to be a question. And number two, with the total disarray that the Nuggets are just kind of in. Mm-hmm. In the Eastern Conference, you mentioned it. It's Pistons-Knicks. Here's something for you. I was talking to a Pistons friend of mine last night. And I was like, hey, man, I'm picking your Pistons to upset the Knicks. And he's like, dude, if they win one game, it is a win for me and for every Pistons fan out there. He goes, you know when the last time the Pistons won a playoff game was? And I was like, when? He goes, 2008.
Whoa.
I was like, good God.
That is so long.
Not a series, a game.
A game.
And I was like, oh, sweet Jesus. It's been that long? It's been almost 20 years since you've won a playoff game?
That's crazy. 17 years.
That's nuts.
Wow.
Yeah. When I talk about like purgatory and hell, that's what I mean, man. That's Whew, that's bad. But I look at that Knicks team and how shallow they are and how run down they are with Jalen Brunson not playing. Like, everyone's like, oh, Brunson's going to be fine. Like, oh, good thing he got a lot of run up into the playoffs, right? And he looks real healthy. Like, he's coming off a devastating ankle roll.
No way. Tom Thibodeau's team not healthy in the most important part of the season.
And the whole idea of, like, Karl-Anthony Towns, I'm like, yeah, he had some good playoff games last year. The totality of his career, he's one of the worst high-profile playoff performers in the history of basketball.
Yeah. It's not good for New York.
No.
I'm sure the New York fan base will handle it well.
Oh, yeah, totally will. But I look at that and I go,
irrational.
I don't know, man. This is really what you're trusting? But I think we are in line for a very, very, very good playoff series, just across all of the NBA, with the exception of the play-ins.
It's going to have intrigue to it. I mean, there's a 7 seed that is currently favored
over a 2 seed. In the Warriors and Rockets.
Yeah. That, to me, is a sign of the play-in effective.
Yeah.
And you've got the 82-game schedule has played out, and it's been done a really good job of seeding these teams.
And it's going to be really funny when if the Rockets win, how many people are like, oh, yeah, no, everybody saw this coming.
Yeah. Well, like, they won 52 games.
That it'll be the reverse psychology of it all. It's like, oh, yeah, no, this was expected because everybody's picking the Warriors.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know about this. All right, when we come up next, we got to get to a note that came out of college football that is going to have a massive, massive impact on what college, not in college football, what college sports is going forward. Danny and Dusty, Tenny the Fan.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
We will keep cataloging and tracking all of the changes and cases and everything else that comes around as it pertains to college sports. This one might have quite literally the biggest impact. As a federal judge in New Jersey is considering striking down the five-year eligibility rule for college athletes.
Ruh-roh.
And the reason why is because, as we've argued about, well, not, we haven't argued, we've agreed on this, but we've debated this, there's no standing for it to exist. There's no grounds on which this can legally be based. The problem was, is everybody was so afraid of the NCAA for so long that it went, everything has gone unchallenged. And after the one, you know, kind of open link in the armor was exposed, everything's up for game, and the House of Cards is coming crashing down.
Well, when the NCAA lost its ability to penalize institutions due to fairness and the athletes, it all went out the door. It is not NIL. It is not the transfer portal. No. It is that the NCAA lost its power to penalize with infractions. Because a lot of the things that they used to penalize schools for have now become legal.
Mm-hmm.
And when they would try to do like the ham sandwich thing, and that was the most egregious thing in the NCAA's bylaws, is that you could have bread, you could have meat, you could not make a sandwich for the student athlete.
Yeah.
Like that's how they were operating before. Now it is in a situation where they can't hand down any penalties. They've been neutered in that realm, and the players have gotten more empowerment. But Diego Pavia won a ruling where he just said, fine, you guys can't just say no anymore. We'll get a lawyer, and we'll just take you to court and see what the courts say. And that was the worst thing, that because if the NCAA was ever challenged previously in the courts, they would have lost there too. Mm-hmm. But nobody ever just did it. It was just like, oh, well, they said we can't, so I guess we can't.
We had the first NIL case of UCLA player. I always forget his name.
Ed O'Bannon?
Ed O'Bannon. And that thing went on and on and on and on, and it didn't get resolved for almost, was it 20 years?
Yeah. But then the Diego Pavia saying, the NCAA can't tell me that when I played junior college football that was NCAA. Yeah. Like, I wasn't playing in the NCAA. How do they have jurisdiction? And a judge ruled in their favor. Well, now a New Jersey federal judge in New Jersey is strongly considering saying the NCAA has no power to tell athletes whether they played in junior college, NAIA, Division III, Division II, or anywhere else, including Division I. That a five-year window for your eligibility is fair. And that could open up infinite eligibility. And there's a lot of guys, and everybody's saying, oh, this is horrible for football and basketball. You're going to start seeing people in the sports where you can't make money in them professionally afterwards sticking around forever.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't have the ability to be a high earner in, say, you know, American track and field.
Sure.
Why wouldn't you just stay in college, right? And continue to train with the coaches you've trained with, still get a continue education, whatever form that looks like, continue to have meal table and get NIL opportunities, but continue just run out of college.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're not a person that's going to be in the world of track and field,
it's a short window.
There ain't a lot of people that make the big bucks. Yeah. You got to be the fastest person in the world at your given race, or throw the farthest, or jump the highest or longest in order to be the person who's making significant money at that sport. And you could still make a good living, still have your endorsements, and compete in the Olympics and being a college athlete, or volleyball, or field hockey, where there is no professional field hockey. Professional lacrosse is not a sport where it's booming very with money lucrative.
Yeah.
And so you could just hang out, stick around, continue to play at the highest level that is possible here in the States, and have make a decent chunk of change doing it.
And this is, when we had Eric Ainge on the other day, this is when I asked him about the whole Nico situation and the market kind of doing what it's supposed to do. And this feels like that.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. I was like, there's not enough guardrails. And I agree with you. There needs to be some guardrails on this stuff.
Yep.
But the whole idea of it being a free market is that you can't put caps on it. And this is a cap. And the only way you can put a cap on this is to collectively bargain this. And you are not going to get, how many college athletes are there in a given year around the country? Is it like 300,000 or something like that?
There's a lot of them.
It's an insane number.
Yeah.
And that number is going to change every single year. So you're not going to be able to collectively bargain how many years somebody can stay in college and participate in sports.
And
you just can't.
You mentioned, like, Ainge is a perfect example of this. He was a damn good college quarterback.
Yeah.
Fifth round pick, never really played in the NFL, mm-hmm. was Mark Sanchez, Brett Favre's backup, right? If he would have had the ability to stay for another year, continue to grow
and probably
continue
get
to develop
$4 million at Tennessee,
get some more money. Like, those are the guys. Like, Dylan Gabriel's a great example of this. Dylan Gabriel and Bo Nix, great examples of this. Mm-hmm. Those are guys that when their 4 years or their 5 years of eligibility were up, you're sitting there and you're looking like, I don't know. There's a lot of guessing. What Bo Nix was able to do was come back, continue to play, and turned into a first-round pick.
Yeah.
Dylan Gabriel ended up guiding an undefeated regular season,
mm-hmm.
number one team in the country. And where is he going to get drafted? He's going to be a day three draft pick.
Yeah, probably fourth or fifth round draft pick.
Right? If there's the ability for these guys to continue to play, they're going to take it.
Yeah, because the money is a fourth or fifth round draft pick as opposed to probably getting $2.5-3 million to stay at Oregon.
Yeah, that would be, and that'd be interesting to see kind of what some of those guys would do, you know?
And it's across, like, and look, the quote unquote scary part of this is the, who's the McCormick, the tight end?
Cam McCormick.
You talk about like a 27, 28 year old staying around, like, then you're talking about a grown man
mm-hmm.
playing against 19 year olds, 20 year olds, and like, yeah, that's,
I mean, I'm not
the part of this, but the other part of this is like, do some of these smaller schools keep some of these guys around longer because they don't have the ability to do
and
that?
That's where I think it would be great.
Yeah.
Like at the power two,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't, outside of like the quarterback position, I'm like, no, there's beauty in the revolving door after 3 to 4 years. You're mm-hmm. like, damn, he did a really good job. Now it's time to watch him spread his wings and go. But if you're going to the smaller levels, if you're going to those group of five, if you're talking Maction,
mm-hmm.
and Maction is able to hold on to guys, well, then they wouldn't, because the first sign you're really good, you're gone.
Yeah.
But those tweener kind of guys, but they stick around for another year, that'd be interesting.
Now all of a sudden this continuity and this grown man, you know, bond, as it were, do those schools maybe have more sustainability?
Yeah, I don't think that this is for the best to have unlimited eligibility. I don't. I really don't. I think that there comes a time where in college sports, it's like, dude, move on. We all know this. You walked around a college campus. You were like, that guy's still here?
Mm.
What are you doing here? Like, why are you here? Not that I was that guy. Mm. I was. But
you were a doctor, but you had a bachelor's.
Yeah, you're like, what? He's still here?
Mm.
But I think that moving on, but here's the reality, is that the reason why this has legs and it likely will happen is because universities don't want to consider athletes employees. If they're not employees, you cannot collectively bargain with them. And until you can collectively bargain and tell the athletes, hey, you have 5 years or you have 6 years, that's never going to fly in the courts. The courts are going to say, who are you to sit there and tell somebody they can't earn money? And when they won't have the opportunity to do it elsewhere. No, you can't do that.
No, you can't. But you know what we can do?
Yeah, what?
It's Friday afternoon at 2:30-ish, which means it's time for Jeff Ross, America's number one game show. We'll get to that next. That's the Big Kahuna himself here at the SportsCenter Update.
I hear they got some tasty burgers.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 2:30-ish on a Friday afternoon, which means it's time for Jeff Ross, America's number one game show. Jeff Ross, take us away.
All right, so the NBA playoff 8 seeds. They're going to be decided tonight. First up, 4 o'clock tip on TNT and Max. We got coverage right here on The Fan. That also starts at 4 o'clock after a quick turn and burn edition of primetime. I'm sure Isaac and Suk are very upset about that. It's the Heat at the Hawks. Miami, 1-point road favorites. The winner faces the Cavaliers in round one. So, against the spread, again, that is a 1-point game. Miami, 1-point favorites. Against the spread, Heat
or
the Hawks.
I'll take it. I'm going Heat. I'm going Heat because their culture is so good, Danny.
Yeah, no, I want to say Heat, but I don't know how much they want this.
If they come out in the Miami Vice jerseys, that's one thing.
It's very much a who wants this, who wants to be the sacrificial lamb. Like, that's,
yeah.
I can tell you what the.
To get their arses whipped by the Cavaliers.
I know one damn thing. Eric Spoelstra won't roll into a game to just
no, definitely
lay down
not.
And die. So that gives me...
And Trey Young's already checked out of one game, so yeah, I'll go Miami.
I do know that about Eric Spoelstra from the old days at the Western Athletic Club across from Jesuit High School.
I will tell you this. The
you
Cavs...
Back him down?
Yeah, well,
drop step.
On the tennis courts.
Oh, there you go.
Oh.
Yeah.
The Cavs definitely want to see the Hawks. I mean...
Yeah.
I think that's what I'm saying.
So we got the nightcap, 6:30 on ESPN, also right here on The Fan. Mavericks, 6-point road dogs at the Grizzlies. This winner goes on to face the Thunder in round one. So, again, against the spread, Mavericks, 6-point road dogs. You got the Mavericks
or
the Grizz.
I'm going Mavs. I'll take the Mavs to cover 6.
Mavs.
That's in fact, I think the Mavs might win outright. I mentioned it earlier in the show. the Memphis Grizzlies have to decide whether or not they really want to win this game and go take on the Oklahoma City Thunder, because Ja Morant got an injection in his ankle yesterday.
Even if they want to win, Ja Morant is limited.
Yeah, there's a real meaning to this, because they traded away a lottery protected pick. They win this game and they go play the Oklahoma City Thunder, they will be giving up a first round pick to the Washington Wizards that they dealt off to trade away Marcus Smart.
Okay, so now we're going to get a little bit more involved with the other playoff series that are coming up this weekend. We got four already decided series tomorrow, and then two on Sunday, with the other two, they'll be decided tonight. So let's predict how many games it will take to clinch a spot in the conference semifinals. Mm. Every single series so far has an over-under of 5.5, with DraftKings taking the under on only one series. So we'll start with tomorrow's games. Pacers hosting the Bucks. Damian Lillard out for at least game one, recovering from deep vein thrombosis. This series, Indiana -165 to win, Milwaukee +135. DraftKings says to take over 5.5 games. What do you guys got over 5.5 games?
Over.
I'm going to say over. This feels like a six-game series.
At minimum. And look, there's actually some nice animosity between these two teams, too, which is actually a series I'm looking forward to because of how chippy it's gotten so many times. Remember, there was Ballgate about Giannis and the game ball last year, and there was the play-in, or not the play-in, but the in-season tournament where they had their beef. Like, there's actually some juice to this matchup.
There
I like
be
it.
No buddy-buddy stuff.
Yeah, the Dame Time taunt.
Oh, yeah.
I like it.
I'm here for it.
Clippers at the Nuggets. Vegas looking at this one as an even series. Both teams somehow -110 to win, and they have the over at five, and they have the over on 5.5. So over
or
under 5.5 games for Clippers Nuggets.
I would say over, but I think there might actually be an implosion on Denver's side. I think this might go, as crazy as this sounds, I think the Clippers might steamroll them.
I'm going to go over just because matchups and
the Jokic
Clippers going to have to go up to altitude, which is always a tough thing for anybody in the playoffs. And, yeah, Nikola Jokic.
There's just so much dysfunction around that. I'm going to go contrary here. It's probably going to – I'm going to look stupid for it, but I'm going to take the under.
Oh, so for
– Clippers in five.
Clippers in five? All right. Moving on. Pistons at the Knicks. New York -400. Detroit +310. And again, DraftKings says over 5.5 games. What do you got? Over
or
5.5 games.
I'm going over, and I'm going with the Pistons in this. I like the young, sparky Pistons. They're fun to watch. Look, New York is beat up. Jalen Brunson is worn down. This is a Tibbs special, and I know they had a great run last year, but I'm going to go with the young upstarts in Detroit.
If I'm not mistaken, the Detroit Pistons played the most clutch games of any team in the league. It was, oh no, they got passed up just barely by the Timberwolves and Warriors. They had more than half of the Pistons games, 44 games were decided in the clutch. This series is going seven. I'm taking the over and I'm taking the Pistons. And I am really excited to watch this series.
I gotta say, I'm a little bit surprised at the New York -400 versus +310.
That's capitalizing on the New York market. That's capitalizing on that market, 100%.
Timberwolves at the Lakers. LA -195. Minnesota +160. DraftKings again has this over 5.5 games. So over
or
under 5.5 games for T-Wolves Lakers.
I'm gonna go over. I'm gonna take the Lakers.
Under Lakers.
Under. 4-1, huh? Gentlemen's sweep.
Gentlemen's sweep.
All right.
Luka.
So we each have one LA team getting a gentleman's sweep.
Luka and LeBron.
Yeah.
Sunday evening. The Warriors at the Rockets. Golden State -190. Houston +155. DraftKings again. Over 5.5 games, they say. Are we catching a theme here? Over
or
under 5.5 games for Warriors Rockets. And again, I mean, the Warriors technically should be the underdog, but they are favorite.
Over.
Yeah, I'm taking over in the Rockets. I think this is one, because of the lack of consistent offense. It's going to be, how many times can the Rockets pull them down in the mud?
How many times
can they pull them down in the mud? And two of the biggest factors in this series, it's not Steph, it's not Jimmy, it's not the wings for the Rockets, it's Steven Adams and Alperen Şengün. They have played 129 minutes together.
God dang.
They have a 71% offensive rebound rate.
That's good.
How is it that Steven Adams continues to like just move around and be as good as he is, but still just basically be an anonymous player in the NBA?
It's his hair.
He's
power of his hair.
Yeah, I'd say it's just the power of Steven Adams.
He's just like he's out there. He's a professional wrestler out there, and he's fantastic at what he does. He's
and great. Everybody is terrified of
and
him.
And he just moves around all the time, but you don't ever hear about him. Finally, the Magic at the Celtics. These odds. Hold on to your seats here.
Plus 5,000.
Are you ready? Boston minus 5,000, Orlando plus 1,600. This is the only series DraftKings says under 5.5 games, over
or
under 5.5 games for Celtics Magic.
Under,
obviously Celtics, but here's the thing. The Magic, they play the slowest pace in basketball. I looked at this yesterday. The difference between the number one pace team in the NBA and the Magic on the season was 600 possessions over the season. Okay, and on a given night, you're talking about like 103 possessions, I believe was like league average. Just put that into context, the difference of like, it's not like five or six a night. It's an insane number. They're going to pull the Celtics down in the mud. They'll get one because the Celtics have an off three-point night and in the mud, but this is a gentleman's sweep, 4-1.
Hey, something to note, though. Do you know the Boston Celtics record this season against the Orlando Magic?
2-2.
1-3? 1-3.
Oh.
Actually, 1-2. They only played three times.
I believe I saw something the other day that said the Blazers went 4-0 against the Magic and the Hawks.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Playoff team.
East versus West.
Yeah.
Watch out.
There you go.
Oh, and also for this series, can we turn this into an AC/DC song? Under.
Yeah, 100%.
Under.
Yeah, it's
only if you sing it exactly like that.
Just like that?
Yes. They were, 1-3 was the record this year. They last 108-104, 121-94, they won. And then they lost on April 9th to the Magic, 96-76.
Yeah, you noticing the scores there?
Yep.
Getting pulled all the way down the mud.
121-94 is kind of...
That's a little...
Well, that's an arse whooping.
Yeah.
Yikes, dog. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, that is our NBA playoffs edition for this week's... Oh.
That was the game... Wasn't that the game that they went...
I think they rested guys.
17-37, the 121-94 game. The Celtics went 17 of 37 from three. That's okay. Yeah. That's a pretty good day.
Yeah, not too shabby.
That's a good day.
All right, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Jeff Ross, which you can find every Friday afternoon around 2:30-ish. Coming up next, we're going to wrap today's show with Mike Leach, the innovator. There is a rumor taking the internet by storm. What is the most bat-ass crazy thing you could think of that Mike Leach would be like, I don't know, maybe we should try this. We'll get into that next year on Danny and Dusty, 10 of the Fan. I don't care about the authenticity of this. There is a rumor currently circulating that Mike Leach, at one point in time in one of his brainstorming sessions, where there are no wrong answers, thought about taking a little person into the backfield and throwing them over the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, in short yardage situations.
And this is a, I don't know, why couldn't you do it? And I immediately went to, I can never remember, it's like Hapthor. The Icelandic strongman, like 6'8", like 400 pounds. I'm like, put that guy in the backfield, have little person hammer throw him over the line. Like how, like you basically turn a human into a discus.
Yeah. Now, there are several issues with this in that it's not legal at all.
I mean, it's just the evolution of the tush push.
Because the aiding of the runner rules are that you cannot grasp, pull, or lift in aiding a runner. You can push as long as you don't grab.
But what if you put two hands on the tush and you push and he's just so light that he lifts?
Then you're lifting him.
But you didn't actually lift.
No, but you're actually lifting him.
Yeah, we need a physicist
now,
on this.
Now, there is a way that you can kind of break this down. Like, if you want to go, like, into Mike Leach's mind on this, he's like, well, you know, I think the way we can make this happen is if the little guy, he runs up and he jumps up into the air and we have him just land on the guy's hands, and he just kind of tosses him.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He didn't lift him.
No.
Because the little guy jumped up into his hands, and he didn't grasp him, as long as then hands are flat.
It's like the stunt team, hands flat.
And then you just kind of shot put him over.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know if you could call that lifting. I think the officials would probably say it.
Well, I mean, you might be able to turn Justin Fields into a useful quarterback at that point.
Now, if this is fake...
Nobody? Nothing?
I don't think that we are... don't do this to a dead guy who can't even defend himself.
I don't think he would defend this. I think he would be right on brand with us.
He would have been like, well, I mean, there's several things that are wrong with it, and there are. Because it's like, how do you do this? I'm looking at this, and like, you can't just sit there and just say, all right, we're just going to throw him over the top. Because I think initially what everybody thinks is you just grab him by the back of the jersey and whoop.
I'm thinking full-on hammer toss, like a full spin.
But... is this like a read play where you're trying to figure out where he go, like where the weak spot is, and then you toss him over?
Yeah, do you go over center? Do you go over guard or tackle?
Yeah, I mean,
I think it's a read play.
Direct snap to
the
back.
Are we talking a sweep?
Yeah. But just run to the outside and just throw him as far as you can forward. I mean, and obviously the big one to stop this would be, oh, I don't know, like Troy Polamalu type player coming over the line of scrimmages, meeting him midair. Don't think that'd go well.
Yeah, just splitting him in half.
Nope. Nope. Now, what does the runner do? Like, if you throw him, are you like, all right, you need to like get your legs running in the air to where, like, if nobody touches you, hit the ground, you just take off, bud.
It's like a Looney Tunes cartoon.
But I mean, center of gravity, man. Like, that's got to be difficult.
The amount of discussion that this had immediately, like, you're like, oh, they just dismissed that. There's so many things that you can think of how this actually happens, though.
Well, not just that, but like now you think about, you can't lead with the crown of the helmet. You can't launch at a player. Like, so like.
And then again, like, are you then launching him? Right. Like, you literally are. I mean, there's a lot of flaws in this.
Like a potato cannon.
It is a very good thing that Mike Leach was talked out of this. Somebody would have died. Somebody would have died.
For science. Well, yeah. And the game.
Here's the thing, too, is that we all, like, we don't know Mike Leach personally, but we know about his proclivities.
Yeah.
Right? And Mike Leach was a different sort of dude. Where do you, on the hierarchy of Mike Leach's crazy, insane ideas, do we think that this falls?
Oh, this is
understanding
mild.
That we probably don't know a bunch more of
this
them.
Is mild.
Oh, he had a lot.
This is low on the spectrum, I think.
But
this is the Taco Bell mild sauce. It's not the picante.
Yeah.
I mean, they're sitting there like, dude, you can't do this.
And he's not saying no. He's saying, well, why?
Yeah, he's exactly. Just looking. And this was the thing about Leach, is he always wanted to explore what avenues he could gain an advantage of.
Mm-hmm. How can I take advantage of the rules?
This one's quite the thought.
I love the idea of like a GA, like running around campus, trying to find now, the smallest person possible to implement this with.
Adjacent to this, Banks Braves JV team had one of the smaller players hop on the back of a big lineman and run towards the line of scrimmage. That was aiding the runner. That was penalized.
I don't know how I did not foresee you relating this to one of your personal football stories.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was, he hopped on the back of the lineman, and the kid was like, yes. And it was an immediate penalty.
Come on, Shrek.
You cannot do that. Did not.
Only in Banks, right?
Did not land well. No, it was taken from
before.
Somewhere else. It was from the internet.
It was adopted.
Yeah, yeah. All right, that'll do it for us today. Up next, you got 1 hour of power. These guys, if you want to hear what mailed-in radio sounds like, these guys are here for 1 hour, and they're going to fill that time.
They'll fill that
to
hole.
The best of their advantage. It's Isaac and Suk, prime time next on The Fan.
Bye.
Sometimes I'll start a sentence, and I don't even know where it's going. I just hope I find it along the way, like an improv conversation. Improvisation.